cyclone in 2 years is threatening to deliver a major impact on the state's northern coast. The cyclone is a Category 2 system and is expected to become a Category 3 later today. The Weather Bureau's Adam Blasick has told the ABC with the strong wind gusts, people need to prepare.
It's quite a severe cyclone, so we expect people affected by this cyclone to probably go extended periods without power, plenty of roof damage, mature trees down, there'll be large flying debris. You'll want to be inside. Places like caravans really don't stand a chance.
Drugs and firearms have been seized, booby traps dismantled, and three men have been charged after a multi-agency investigation into organised crime in Sydney. Strike Force Buggam involved the New South Wales Police Organised Crime Squad and the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission and has conducted extensive inquiries into money laundering syndicates in Sydney since June 2016. On Wednesday, a 32-year-old man was arrested at a home in Moorbank and a 29-year-old man was arrested when he arrived at the same premises hours later. On Friday, a 70-year-old man was arrested after search warrants were executed at five properties in Sydney's west where drugs, firearms, vehicles and drug-making equipment was seized. Police also inspected three booby traps. Victorian motorists have been urged to drive safely after a tragic 24 hours that claimed the lives of five people on the state's rural roads. Yesterday, following the deaths, Victorian Police Assistant Commissioner Doug Fryer made an emotive plea for motorists to rethink their driving behaviour. Meanwhile, a man has died following a motorcycle crash on the Oxley Highway in northern New South Wales just hours after a separate incident on the same stretch of highway. Police and emergency services were called to Mount Seaview, but the 51-year-old rider died at the scene. Officers would like to speak to the driver of a small white vehicle who may have witnessed the accident. An Alice Springs fossicker who found an old military mortar and took it home had a police perimeter set up outside his house while it was appraised by the army. Experts were called to the scene and it was found to be spent. Police said the mortar, weighing between 2 and 3 kilograms, would be stored in a safe at the Alice Springs police station and retrieved by the army in due course. The pro-Brexit party in Britain, UKIP, has lost its only MP, the BBC's Matt Cole.
I'm today leaving the Conservative Party and joining UKIP.
It began so well for Douglas Carswell and UKIP. First, he joined the party. Then, in the by-election he triggered to refight his Clacton seat, he delivered them their first elected MP. But where he succeeded in holding the constituency in 2015's general election, another party first, things fairly quickly soured. Always known as a man of independent political thought, Mr. Carswell soon seemed to struggle to integrate with his new party. Many in UKIP saw their only MP as a source of division.
Briefly, in other news, British police say they have released without charge 6 of the 10 people being held in connection with the attack near Britain's Parliament. And US President Donald Trump says he'll turn to tax changes following his failure to get his health care bill through Congress. This is Air News. Round 4 of the NRL this weekend and North Queensland has won their third game of the season, defeating the Titans 32-26 on the Gold Coast last night. Captain Jonathan Thurston says his side's play was patchy and needs some work.
I thought with the ball we were really good in some areas, but we were a lot better in our fifth tackle options this week compared to last week. And, you know, defensively we've still got a lot of work to do.
In the other games, the Cronulla Sharks down Parramatta 20-6 at ANZ Stadium and Manly smashed the Canterbury Bulldogs 36-0. Brisbane have edged local rivals Gold Coast to make a winning start to their 2017 AFL season. Despite holding a 7-goal lead at halftime, the Lions were nearly overrun by the Suns in the dying minutes of Metricon Stadium, but held on to claim a 15-8-98 to 14-12-96 win. There were also wins yesterday for Essendon, Port Adelaide and Melbourne. In the AFL Women's Grand Final, in front of a crowd of just over 15,000 at Carrara, the Adelaide Crows beat the Brisbane Lions 4-11-35 to 4-5-29. And the Queensland Firebirds kept their Super Netball title defence on course with a clinical 49-39 victory over the Adelaide Thunderbirds at Titanium Security Arena last night. It was an emphatic return to form for the reigning champions who, a week earlier, copped a 16-goal home hiding against the Melbourne Vixens. And the Giants went down to the Vixens last night, 59-51. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By de Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Before you book your next Toyota service, find out in advance how much it will cost and what's included. Guaranteed. Search Toyota service pricing for details. Conditions apply. In Cars Park, we've got a car accident, Princes Highway at Carwar Avenue, affecting traffic in both directions. If you're off to the airport, it's very heavy at the moment on Marsh Street, approaching the International Terminal. And Manly Vale, a burst water main is affecting southbound traffic on Condamine Street, approaching Kurrala Street. Before you book your next Toyota service, find out in advance how much it will cost and what's included, guaranteed. Search Toyota service pricing for details. Conditions apply. I'm Solomon Gates. Number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney's weather today. Jimmy, the good part about it is no rain.
Hey!
Finally! Partly cloudy, light winds becoming easterly 15 to 25 k's early in the afternoon, then tending northeasterly 15 to 20 k's in the late evening. 0% chance of rain. When was the last time we had a day without rain?
Well, it wasn't in March.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there was 3 days in March thus far that it had rain, had not had rain.
Unbelievable. Had enough of this wet weather. Today, though, beautiful sunny day, some clouds about, but heading for a top temperature of 26 degrees.
Mm.
Jim, what is the temperature as we speak at Fairfield and down south at Finley?
Yes, Fairfield right now, Raymond, 20 degrees out in Sydney's west. And if you want to go down south, just down near Albury or Deniliquin, Finley. Partly cloudy today for Finley and a maximum temperature of 31 degrees.
Sky Sports Radio is heading into the championships prime for some of the best racing in Australia. On Monday, we paint a complete picture of Sydney's autumn with Ron Duffacy, Dean Lester and Glenn Munsey. Monday morning at 9, it's Punters Postmortem on Sky Sports Radio.
We're getting ready, gonna look out west.
All the excitement of racing's premier event. The Provincial Championships are coming to Newcastle.
Come on, come on, come on.
More than horses and fashion, it's a cool hit race to play. So come on, get in your gown, see the big horses around.
The Championships, Newcastle, Wednesday, March 29th.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. AstiVita.com.au. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
And then came Flying Artie, the capitalist, the Magic Millions winners, drawn clear in the slipper. Yankee Rose home into second, but capitalist takes it out. Capitalist by a half length to Yankee Rose.
Total Bet is put down. The siren sounds. Fanola have won it. Fanola have won it. 14 to 12. You can turn the light out now.
Goal, rebound tip taken by Spades. Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is the city of champions.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, Mulgoa Road, Penrith. Here's your hosts, Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Welcome back to the final hour of the program. We've got Larry Corowa coming up very shortly, our legend of the game, Trent Lansker. We'll get a sports update with Tan. Matty Moylan, we've got the Panthers skipper. We're going to have a chat to him. We'll have a chat to Greg Bennett too. Three runners today in the country championship wild card. And then he, of course, taking up a new job as well. So we'll have a chat to Greg about that. Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons. And, of course, your calls and SMS throughout the course of the hour. 1353 53, that number. Now, just on the SMS, Ray, and not for the first time and not surprisingly, there has been some sort of controversy around the quiz.
We never fail to deliver that.
No, that's right. There was a question about solo synchronised swimming, and this begs the SMS from David. Boys, just wondering, how can you have solo synchronised swimming?
Very, very good point.
And to be honest, I hadn't thought of it as much until David sent that SMS, and it's a very good point. Ray, are you able to get to the bottom of this?
This is my theory.
Mm.
Shoot it down in flames, if you like.
Right.
When they do solo synchronised swimming, is it to the music?
I would have thought so. Otherwise, geez, it's the most boring sport on the planet. I mean, the music's going to help a little bit.
Here's a bit of food for thought.
Yes.
Jimmy, what do you think are the chances of five fullbacks being picked for New South Wales. Tedesco, Trbojevic, Dugan, Hain and Moylan.
That's from Tom. Just five?
I think they're all going to be in the team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. All of those five will be in the team. I'd be very surprised. Dugan playing right centre, Hain playing left centre, Moylan playing 5'8", or at least on the bench.
On the starting team.
Tedesco at fullback.
Ball in hand, Moylan's,
we've already spoken
is there
about.
More dangerous player.
So who's the other winger? Who's the other three-quarter? That's a question. Who do you got to put in the three-quarter?
Playing
maybe
well, too,
Brett Morris.
Okay, yeah. I'd be happy with that.
Go with a tried and trusted.
And never let you down, Brett Morris.
Speaking of three quarters, one of the guys who was... he thrilled crowds, didn't he?
I can remember
back
him
in the day,
Jim, and he was electrifying.
Well, I've watched some YouTube clips over the last couple of days, and it's great to have this man on as the legend of the game. He was a fast finisher in every way. Our legend of the game is the great Larry Corowa. He joins us now. Morning, Larry.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Larry.
Thanks for being a part of the program. We do appreciate it. And this is a segment that we do every week. Look, we want to go back and find out where it all started for you, but I want to talk about the car accident that you had as a 16-year-old that probably many people don't know, but you didn't play footy for a couple of years and very nearly ended your career before it began. Tell us about the injuries you incurred there, Larry.
Yeah, that's right, mate. We, as young blokes, we just turned 15 and... a couple of my mates, we went to Tweed Border Park, which is, I think Ray would know, the old trotting ground. And on a Friday night, we used to go down there and have a few bets, sneak in and have a few bets. And one of the guys had a car at the time, and we were late getting home one night, and he took a... around the corner, we end up rolling it and flew out the back of the old EH Holden, and I end up being in a brace for two fractured dorsal spines in my back.
Oh, wow.
So, the doctor said I wouldn't be able to play sport again, and especially rugby league, which shattered me, but within probably about 6 to 8 months, I proved that wrong. I ended up going to Canberra from the Gold Coast, Tweed, and that's where it all began down there for me.
Well, I think where it really began, Larry, correct me if I'm wrong, was that game for Monaro against the touring British team in 77. And I can remember watching the nightly news.
Oh, really?
And Larry Corowa scoring 5 tries, a couple of them length of the field tries, Larry. Was that the big breakthrough for you?
Yeah, I think so, Ray. I think... teaming up with a teammate, a mate of mine was Percy Knight. Percy was a brilliant footballer, and we sort of had that understanding, and as black fellas do, mate, you know, a bit of click and a bit of anticipation, and we knew each other's game. But Percy was a very good ball handler and very strong, and used to set me up with 75-80% of my tries, I just had to do was just finish it off, mate, you know.
Yeah.
So that's where it really all started, mate. Yeah, we're at five tries against the Poms. Mm. But I think we got them on a bad day, mate, after the test match,
it,
I think. So.
It didn't matter, Larry. It was still beautiful to watch, I can tell you.
5 tries is 5 tries. So, Larry, how then, you're still a young man, but you make your way to the Tigers, 1978. No doubt Keith Barnes had his fingerprints all over that one.
Yeah, well, I signed Percy first, Jimmy, especially we got picked in the New South Wales countryside against the Sydney boys, and we got smacked at the SCG in the rain. I think we got beat about 30-something nil, but they signed Percy first, and Percy said, well, I'm not coming to Sydney unless you sign Larry as well. So that's where we began our journey, and Keith sort of got us together in 1978.
Larry, being a boy from the bush, how was that transition? Mm. Firstly, moving to Sydney, and all of a sudden being thrust into the limelight, so to speak, at a top level rugby league.
Yeah, Ray, it was very hard for me, especially the first month or so, because they whacked me in a unit at Tremoyne on my own, so I was a bit lost, but the players and the supporters and the fans really, you know, took to me and helped me out at times. So, especially for a young kid from the bush to come to the Big Smoke, it was the
daunting.
Transition was daunting. Yeah, and you know, getting around the place was even worse. But
that hasn't changed.
Oh, it's become a lot worse, Larry. Don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah, over a period of time, you know, once I settled in and, you know, Percy was there and big David Grant.
David Grant.
Trainee, so, you know, and Alan McMahon and all the players sort of, you know, sort of helped me out, so it wasn't too bad.
Well, the transition on the field shouldn't have been too bad. 24 tries in that first season and such an impact that you made the 1978 Kangaroo Tour. Now, I didn't play a test on that tour, but what about that? A young man going on a Kangaroo Tour, that must have been unbelievable for you, Larry.
Yeah, mate. It blew me away, actually, that my first year. I didn't realise, you know, I could get to play for Australia anyway. Well, go on a Kangaroo Tour, but represent New South Wales and the Kangaroos was such a special year for me. And it was, I've got to give a lot of credit to the coach and the players, mate, at Balmain for that. You know, they give me the ball at every opportunity, and we had some good players there as well. But, it was mind-blowing, actually, that first year.
Yeah. The blistering speed that you had, and I've watched a couple of YouTube clips and remember the highlights. Was that a genetic thing, Larry? Was that something that, fast runners, is there speed in the family?
Yeah, mate, my old man was pretty quick. He was a fullback that played for Tweed All Blacks and also Coogin, so
right.
Coogin Rugby League up here. But my grandfather was pretty quick as well, so I'd say it was in the family, mate, and but we also had to run away from the old man, mate, when we played up. So, you know, you had to run pretty quick. Especially when you got the jack cord in his hands.
We won't go there. Hey, Larry, just back to that 78 Kangaroo Tour. We've had players of your era on in this segment before, and they talk about what, you know, great times they had on that Kangaroo Tour, and in particular playing, you know, the English club sides, etc. I understand the game has changed now, and those sort of elongated tours will never happen again, but it must have just been a wonderful time for a young bloke to be in such an extraordinary Australian team and to do that elongated tour of England.
Oh, it was, mate, you know, because they were my idols growing up, you know, like the Bobby Fultons and Steve Rogers and Rod Reddy and I, you know, I used to admire all them guys. And then, you know, next minute I'm 78, I'm playing alongside of them, you know, And to go to England and play against the Poms, especially in the Wednesday games, we had to play that. They were even harder than the test matches, you know, because you're coming up against club sides that just wanted to belch and play rugby league. And it was just a real big learning curve for me. And players like Graham Meadey and Alan McMahon and Rod Reddy were really helpful, you know. Chris Anderson was another bloke who helped me along the way, you know, even though I didn't play a test match over there, but he was very helpful in looking after me and making sure I was doing the right things, and that, you know, helped me out in the rugby league side of things.
Yeah, Larry, you said you didn't play a test match on that Kangaroo Tour, but you did get two test matches in 79 against the touring Great Britain Lions, and you scored a try on debut at Lang Park. But, mate, when you ran onto that field at Lang Park for your first test, I think you're down as Kangaroo number 516, Larry.
Yeah, very proud, mate. Mm. Very proud to put the green and gold on. It's always been an ambition of mine and a dream, and especially to have my parents come up from the Tweed to be there for that day.
Yeah.
You know, and represent Australia and also the Aboriginal community was because Arthur and Eric Sims were two of my idols growing up, and to put that green and gold on, mate, at Lang Park, you know, it was very special for me.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Larry, about that? It seemed that your Aboriginality was always sort of there at the forefront of your career. You know, you were known as the Black Flash, and, you know, is that something that was it something you encouraged? Was it something that that put you a bit offside at different stages?
Not really, mate. It didn't really worry me. Sometimes I'd get racial slurs.
Yeah.
But that just spurred me on, mate, to score more tries.
Yeah.
And the sledging and all that, it was all in good fun, mate, I remember Rocket saying, "You get that, I'll get you next time, you back thing." And I went, "You got to catch me first, Rocket."
Yeah.
But people take it the wrong way, mate, At the end of the day, after the game, you shake hands with your opposition and you have a beer after the game, back at a club or something, And it depends on the individual how you take it. And it didn't worry me,
Burst appendix 1981, so that made it tough for that season. And then you're still a young man when you leave Balmain. Yeah. 9 years later. Larry, you make a comeback for the Seagulls. How did that come about? I think Wally Lewis was the coach, wasn't he?
Yeah, you can blame Graham Eady for this.
Okay.
He was coach of the reserve grade side for Seagulls, and they were short in a trial match. And I was doing the sprint coaching at the time, and I was probably three quarters fit and going all right. And next minute he threw me a pair of boots up in Brisbane against Bally's, and I threw them back to him. He threw them back to me again, and he said, "I need you." So that's how it all started, mate. And had a couple more trial games, and it was mainly because there was a lot of young kids there, mate, and just being formed, and I was in my 30s, and I thought I could give this club and some of these players a bit of a hand and some advice. So that was the only reason I went along with having a run, mate.
Well, a couple of games. You did score a try just for fun, Larry.
Of course.
But what's your involvement in... That was 1991. What's your involvement in the game these days, Larry?
Mate, I've done a lot of stuff with the Indigenous Rugby League, especially with Rick Warford. We try and get a lot of the kids through into the development side of things and the pathways. And lately, that hasn't... The last few years have... come to fruition because it's all the system has changed, as you know, at the NRL, and we're not doing as much as we should be in that area, which disappoints me a lot. And but hopefully some money will be filtered through to the grassroots rugby league, and we can get back and help fixing country rugby league, especially in the Indigenous side of things.
Yeah. Well, Larry, we're going to leave you with this. We found this on YouTube as the, because you, as we said,
I reckon he knows what's coming. Yeah. Poor guy.
Here's the song. The song there it is. There we go. This is the Larry Corowa song.
Terry Gordon.
Oh, fantastic.
Mate, that's awesome. I'm sure you've got a couple of those, and hopefully it was a gold record back in the day, Larry.
I don't think so, mate. I think we use them as frisbees at that like our Oval one afternoon.
Very good. Absolutely fantastic. Larry, great to have a chat. Great to talk about the career and... as I said, do yourself a favour. Go and check out the YouTube clips of this guy had unbelievable pace. Unbelievable.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Great to have you on the program. Thanks, Larry.
Cheers, boys.
Thanks.
There he is, Larry Corowa, absolute star.
Just
a try scorer, 24 tries. I think he's in 1978. He scored 72 points from his 24 tries. He was the leading point scorer.
At the time, he was said to be the fastest man in rugby league, Jim.
Oh, undoubtedly.
He was amazing.
He actually won he beat the Stall Gift winner in 1978.
Is that right?
At Steve Proudlock at a match race at Wentworth Park in September before they went on the Kangaroo Tour. Yeah, great to have Larry Corowa as our legend of the game. Right now, we're going to have a, speaking of legends, we haven't got one, we've got Trent Lansdale. Is that come in, Trent, from tab.com.au.
Hello to you, Jimmy, and you as well, right?
Good morning. I'm surprised Trent's turned up. Trent, what happened last night, eh? The Bombers ambush your men.
Oh, I was expecting it, Ray, because they just had, well, they hadn't played for a year, so I was expecting an ambush.
Fresh legs.
No, that's just the way it is, but it was a topsy-turvy day, especially what happened up there with the Swans against Port Adelaide and the other games as well. I mean, St Kilda started really well against Melbourne, but that was the end of that, and the fact that Gold Coast had the surprise loss against Brisbane. So, yeah, the Tipsters not going probably too well in both codes at the moment.
Righto, keep your AFL going then, mate. Three matches left in round one.
Okay, Jimmy. Well, 1.10 at Etihad Stadium. North Melbourne's $3.35. West Coast, $1.33. The line, 22.5. And just the margin betting options, the Eagles by under 39.5, $2.15. And over 39.5, $2.90. And Josh Kennedy is the $6 favourite to kick the first goal. 3.20 at the Adelaide Oval. This should be a beauty. Adelaide, $2.05. Greater Western Sydney, $1.80. The line is 4.5. You've got the Giants under 39.5 at $2.50. The Crows under 39.5 at $2.60. Eddie Betts, the $8 favourite to kick the first goal, with Jeremy Cameron at $9. And then with the time difference still, 7.40 tonight at Domain Stadium there in Perth. Fremantle, $2.50. Geelong, $1.53. The line, 11.5. Margin betting here, the Cats under 39.5, $2.10. The Dockers under 39.5. $2.90, and Tom Hawkins, $6.50 to kick the first goal.
Two big games in a row today to end round four. What price the Dragons against the Warriors?
Well, it's $1.90 each of two there for the 6.30 match at the University of Wollongong Jubilee Oval there, Ray. So St George Illawarra, the Warriors, $1.90 each of two. The margin betting at the end of normal time, you've got the Dragons 1-12 and the Warriors 1-12. They're both $3. The Dragons 13+ and the Warriors 13+, both $4.50, in the draw at the end of normal time, $21. Nene McDonald, David Fusatua and Tui Lolahea are $9 equal favourites to score the first try. And then the earlier one, the 4 o'clock match at Leichhardt Oval. Plenty of turmoil with West Tigers, as Jimmy talked about this morning. They're $2.60. Melbourne looking to remain perfect at $1.50. The line is 6.5. The margin betting, you've got the Storm 1-12, $2.85. And 13+, $2.90. West Tigers 1-12, $3.80. And 13 or more at $6.50. The draw at 23. And then for the first try score, at Josh Adokar, the $7 favourite. Billy Slater and young Tonomapea at 8. And Will Chambers is a $9 chance.
Hey, mate, we know we've got the cricket. We've got round 24 of the A-League and, of course, the Grand Prix. But we're going to have to get those prices. You go to the website, tab.com.au. We've got a flyer. We've got special guests coming up. Good on you, Trent. We'll speak again next week.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Trent.
Trent Lansdale there from tab.com.au. We'll take a break here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. After that break, we'll speak to Matty Moylan, the Panthers skipper.
Jamie Rogers and Greg Radley here. Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win the ultimate race day experience for you and five friends.
Spend day two of the championships in the fully catered Chairman's Lounge, including flights and accommodation.
Plus, cash prizes of $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au for details and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and then there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging in the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the B250 experts. horses in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgar Road, Penrith.
I got the money in my pocket. I got the cockies in my...
Well, as the man sitting next to me will attest, the Panthers started season 2017 in a spectacularly bad fashion. Actually thumped.
Picked it up.
And they have responded in kind. A couple of wins and a good performance against the Roosters, but they were dominant against a very disappointing Newcastle side on Friday night. One of their best, as he generally is, was their skipper, Matty Moylan, and he joins us on the phone this morning. G'day, Matt.
Good morning, boys.
How'd you pull up? How'd the rest of the squad pull up after that that game on Friday? Was there a bruise amongst you guys?
Yeah, I think everyone's all right. I think Dylan won a couple of bucks, so hopefully it's not too bad. He's on deck for us on Saturday. Bought money in Melbourne.
Yeah, good morning, Matt. Thanks for joining us. As Jimmy said, after round one, not the best start to the season, but the team's form since has been really good, and even that loss for the Roosters. So it must be encouraging after the first month. You're 2-2, but sort of sitting okay.
Yeah, I think obviously disappointing way to start the year, but the way we've sort of bounced back from now, I think we've put some good performances together and something where we can build off going forward.
I think the thing that excites people about from a Panthers point of view is not the fact that you win, but the way you win and the way that you play and the talent, that especially in your three-quarter line, but not only in your three-quarter line. Is that something that Anthony Griffin encourages you guys to do, to go out there and play what you see and play with that bit of freedom, Matt?
Yeah, I guess so. I think mainly, but it's just to make sure that we're still completing our sets and not trying to overdo it. I think we'll probably chance around a bit too much, and that probably is what we've done in that game. Probably didn't earn the right to pass the ball around, so it's a bit of both. You've got to earn the right to be able to play free, but yeah, encourage it if it's on, sort of just let it happen.
Matty, of course, you need your forwards to be doing just that in order to give the three quarters a chance to strut their stuff. And Regan Campbell-Gillard's game was extraordinary. And also want to ask about the impact of James Tamu after the first 4 months with the Panthers.
Yeah, I think that was probably Reggie's best game since he's come back from his season. And I think his confidence is definitely getting better each week. The impact Jerry's had to do with the last week, I think the way he just day-to-day business of training, and I think he's probably helped guys like Reggie come along with it. I think they've definitely grown an extra leg just from having him around and just trying to, tap into his experience and knowledge.
How much confidence do you get out of the fact that come the end of last year you play first test match on a Four Nations tour? It's against Scotland, you have a big win, and you play with the great players and your Cronks and your Smiths and so forth. But that must give you an enormous amount of confidence, especially when you play well in a game like that, Matt.
Yeah, that was awesome. Just to be in camp again with guys like that, massive, I think. Just trying to gain as much knowledge and experience as I can, and just trying to pick up little things here and there, and
Hey, mate, next week, big game is always a big game every week. There's no such thing as an easy game, I don't think, in NRL anymore. But next week, a massive clash against the Storm. Is the team already starting to prepare and focus for that game?
Morning yesterday, I'll be obviously, enjoying the win this weekend, and back in tomorrow, making sure everything we can to be ready to go on Saturday to put one down in Melbourne.
Absolutely.
I know it's a while away, and I know some people don't like you when you talk about it, and maybe your coach doesn't either, but obviously New South Wales, the big State of Origin series looming. Given the fact that you're captaining your club now, if Laurie Daly came and asked you to be captain of New South Wales, what would you say?
Well, I think I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to be a huge honour. I think I'd be probably a bit shell-shocked and taken back, I guess. I think after playing last year's series, I want to be there and be playing again. But yeah, rugby is huge.
Yeah. So just to put it in another terms, if he asks you to be captain, do you think you're ready for it?
I'm not too sure. I think want to be playing Origin again. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. I think want to be back in that arena and just playing footy and that sort of stuff happen, and I'd be all for it. But yeah, just want to be there playing, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
And mate, just a quick one. What do you prefer, wearing the number one or number six on your back?
I don't mind. I think the way we play it, Penrith, it's a good mix, and it allows us a bit of freedom to play the way we do. So, I'm pretty easy on where I'm from.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you're enjoying yourself out there at Penrith. The way you play your footy was excellent on Friday night. It's a huge clash, as Ray mentioned, against Melbourne on Saturday. We wish you all the best with that, Matt, and thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Thanks, Matt.
There he is, Matty Moylan. He's a star.
You just want to see him with ball in hand.
Oh,
ball in hand,
so well,
Penrith,
doesn't
so
he?
So dangerous.
Let's have a look at that market. $1.60 Melbourne, and this is the game next Saturday. Mm. And, of course, we don't know how Melbourne will come through this game today.
Tigers, yep.
Against the Tigers. And Penrith, $2.35. So Melbourne, $1.60. Penrith, $2.35. Time now for this. Yeah.
Sports Breakfast Weekend with a sports update. Here's Tanya Thomas.
An injury hit North Queensland, held out the Gold Coast 32-26 in last night's NRL game at Robina. The youngsters stepping up to the task. 20-year-old Cohen Hess scored two of the Cowboys' tries, and 18-year-old Callan Ponga contributed another. Cronulla back into the winner's circle, defeating Parramatta 20-6 at ANZ, and Ali Cherry-Evans led the charge in the Sea Eagles' 36-0 thrashing of Canterbury at Lotto Land. Today the West Tigers play Melbourne, and St George Illawarra take on the Warriors. India, none for none at stumps after the first day of play in the fourth cricket test against Australia in Dharamsala. Steve Smith top scoring for the Aussies with 111, Australia all out for 300. On debut, Indian bowler Kuldeep Yadav starred for the home side, taking 4 for 68. Sydney FC has won its first piece of silverware in 7 years. Brisbane defeated Melbourne Victory 1-0 last night in the A-League game in Brisbane, thus handing the Sky Blues the Premier's plate as they sit 11 points clear with 3 rounds to play heading into today's game against Perth. While the win important also for the Roar, cementing their place in the finals. In the earlier game yesterday, Adelaide beat the Central Coast 3-2. It was an emotional night at the MCG last night on two fronts. Essendon, for the first time in a year, was able to field a full-strength team with the return of its players who were suspended over the supplement scandal. The Bombers beat Hawthorn 116-91 in front of 78,000. And the Hawks also had their fairy tale with the return of Jared Roughead, who suffered a knee injury and a melanoma recurrence last year. The captain kicked a 20-metre goal and was swarmed by his teammates. Also last night, Sydney was beaten by Port Adelaide 110-82. And Brisbane held off a rampaging Gold Coast 98-96. GWS play its first game of the season this afternoon against Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval. Super Rugby and the Brumbies surrendered a 10-0 lead to go down to the Highlanders 18-13 in Canberra. Stormers 44 beat the Sunwolves 31, Lions 42, the Kings 19, the Sharks 38 beat the Cheetahs 30, and in Buenos Aires this morning, it's probably right on half time now, the Jaguars 12 lead the Reds 3. Recovering from a poor start, the world's number one rated horse, Arrogate, absolutely stormed home to win the $10 million Dubai World Cup overnight. After missing the start, trainer Bob Baffert said he gave him no chance at all, but after his stunning win, he said, "I was so mad at myself thinking I shouldn't have brought him here, but that's the greatest horse I've ever seen run. It's unbelievable. I can't believe he won." Daniel Ricciardo crashed in the third qualifying session for the Australian F1 Grand Prix yesterday at Phillip Island. As a result, we'll start from 10th on the grid. Lewis Hamilton has pole. He'll share the front row with Sebastian Vettel. GWS lost its first game of the Super Netball Series last night. Undefeated after 5 rounds, the Giants went down to the Melbourne Vixens in Melbourne 59-51. Today, Shani Layton back to her old stomping ground, but wearing the black and white this time, playing for Collingwood against the Swifts in Sydney. The Miami Tennis Masters second round winners this morning include Roger Federer, John Isner, Sam Querrey, Thomas Berdych and Stan Wawrinka. And the World Match Play Golf in Texas, Bill Haas and John Rahm in one semi-final, Dustin Johnson and Hideto Tanihara into the other. Just quickly, Ray, Winks versus Arrogate. Wow. Is that ever a possibility, do you think?
I don't think so, because I don't think they'd run Arrogate on turf, and I don't
That's
think Chris Wall would run Winks on dirt. Mm. So it'd be a great matchup, but
it would never happen.
It would never happen.
No,
yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah.
I want to get one of the matchmakers out there that make it happen.
They tried to entice her to go over for the Pegasus World Cup, the connections
right.
of Winks,
yeah.
but it's dirt and it's a whole new ball game.
Would
know?
Arrogate ever go to Ascot? Do you think?
I don't think he has to. Now, Tan, he's won the Dubai World Cup. He's won the Pegasus World Cup.
How would he go on grass, though?
We'll never know, you know. Some of them can make the adaptation, so to speak, but he'll go back home and just keep knocking up winning Group 1s in America now on dirt, in small fields.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, disappointing. Anyway, that's the way it goes. Good on you, Tan. Appreciate that. 1353-53, the open line number. Remember, we've got these Sydney Royal Easter Show four adult passes to give away. They're valued at $166 for the best contribution to the show. I tell you what, Kathy from Collector has been strong, but there's time left, so call now, 1353-53.
The Central Coast has been starved of racing recently, but this Thursday, it's game on. The $150,000 Gosford Guineas will see the clash of some classy three-year-olds. Race morning at 10. Don't miss a full Guineas preview here on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
50 months interest-free store-wide, now at Harvey Norman. That's no deposit and no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. It's a great time to shop for new season looks in furniture, bedding, home appliances, technology and entertainment. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Limited time only at Harvey Norman.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. What man? The man from Mazda. Penrith Mazda Centre is family-owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the BT50. The BT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. So come and see the BT50 specialists at the Mazda Used Centre, Penrith. Have you been there yet, Jimmy?
You know what? I was driving away from Pepper Stadium on Friday and I pulled into... hooked my phone up and
yeah.
I did. I pulled into the Penrith Mazda Centre. I thought, oh, have a look. Acres of Mazdas, Ray.
Have you checked them out yet? The BT50s?
Oh, yeah.
There's over 40 BT50s on display.
Yeah.
There's one for you there, Jim.
There, I'll go find it.
At Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda.
The BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Big day up at Scone today, Jimmy. This is the final opportunity to secure a start in the Country Championships final, which is on at Randwick next Saturday. That's in Race 7, the wild card, and trainer Greg Bennett has 3 chances in the race, but we'll need to find out how the track's playing. So we'll go to the local knowledge. Greg will be able to tell us. Greg, good morning. And firstly, how is the track for this afternoon's meeting?
Good morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. Now we're a soft 7. Galloped the horse on it at 6:30 this morning, and it's a legitimate soft. We didn't have much rain, nowhere near the rain. Musselbrook copped early in the week, and the surface has come up very well, actually. We had a lovely afternoon yesterday afternoon. The sun was out and a little bit of drying weather. Bernie's got the grass up a little bit long, as you do during these periods. And look, she hardly touched it this morning. There was a little bit of toe in the ground, but that was about all. So it is a legitimate 7. Obviously, as we know, if rain comes out of nowhere and it'll affect things later in the afternoon. But I don't doubt the track will chop up a bit during the day, but it'll be very fair for everybody.
Well, that's good news for In Vienna's Connections, because the mare needs firmer the better. But for all Summerlong and Sassaby, your other two runners, they'll have no issue at all with these track conditions, Greg.
No, that's right. I've made it clear all week that wet weather and wet track's going to inconvenience In Vienna the most of the three. But I think there's probably a large number of horses in the field today that will be relishing the fact that it is only going to be a soft seven and not a heavy eight. So it's, once again, it won't be a walk in the park. It'll be a strong little event. Mm. And, you know, there's a good group of horses there getting together, and luck in running, as we know, could see anything come out of the pack and win the race.
Yep. Greg, of your three, which is your best chance? All Summer Long is the shortest in the market there at $4, and Ray's tipped it too, so it's got to carry that burden as well. And who do you see as the threat?
Well, I don't. Yeah, I can't rain on anybody's parade. I really can't go against public opinion, can I? And I'd have to agree that All Summer Long's the best of my three.
Yeah.
I think Sassaby's been the forgotten horse all the way through. I think he was over the odds at 15-1 earlier today or yesterday. And In Vienna, we know, is just a solid sprinting mare that, with the right conditions, can really put in a good effort. So I'll go down the way of All Summer Long. Dangers with the improving track and the shortening of the race. We've gone out 50 metres, but we're back from 1400. I think Arthur Moore's a very talented young horse. My friend down the road at Musselbrook, Pat Farrell's been spruiking Alliterate for a long while, and you know he very rarely gets it wrong. So you know, I guess I've got to take heed of his warning, and it'll be there for a long while. Cliffy Bashford's horse is a very good horse, but he's made it clear that it's he's soft and heavy track form's not that great. So you know, look, they're two very astute trainers, been in the game a long while, and they may be keeping a few of their cards close to their chest, but I think they're the two that are probably, along with Arthur Moore, as I said, it's reasonably deep, Jimmy. It's hard to pick any stand out there.
Right.
I think my three are going to be, you know, annoying each other the whole way through the run, right?
Yeah, much like Ray, or I do to Ray, actually, so there you go. The other thing is, in having a look at this interview, I saw a photo of you without your hat on, which I barely recognised you, to be honest, Greg.
God help me, where was that?
It's a while ago, Greg.
Now, I'm not allowed to quote it because it's from a rival newspaper organisation.
I know where that's come from, and that is a very old photo, and I think that paper should be held responsible for bad journalism. That should be burned in the archives. Well, that is a shocker, Jimmy.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, if you like bringing one of your old school photos out and putting it on your resume, wouldn't it?
Actually, that's not a bad idea, Greg. I'm writing that down. good on you, Greg. We appreciate your time this morning, mate. Good luck today as well.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray.
Best of luck, Greg.
There he is, Greg Bennett. Three runners today in the Country Championships wild card. That'll be starting at 4:45 up there at Scone. 1353 53 is the open line number. Let's get to callers now. We haven't as many callers as we wanted. G'day, Jimmy.
G'day, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Really well. What do you got for us?
Two quick things, mate. I've seen Larry Corowa play. Mate, he touched the ball three times in the match, once from dummy half and twice from open play, and he scored two tries.
Yeah.
Unbelievable play.
That's him.
Give him half a yard, Jimmy. And he was all way.
God, he was quick.
Mate, him and the Martin Fire, I mean, Charles Charis, them two players. Imagine having them win the race.
Yeah.
Listen, mate, I've been a Canterbury fan a long time. I rang you a few weeks ago when you said Paul McGregor was going to be under fire and pressure, mate. Enough's enough. This nonsense is finished with Canterbury. We have no one, we have no six, we have no seven, we have no nine. Mm. We've got players that shared those positions have gone to other clubs. Mm. It was inept. There's no speed. There's no desire. There's no nothing. There's no idea. Enough's enough. These in contract negotiations make Carey's contract up, not just him, some of the people up higher, and what is going on at this club? It's not good enough. Can I ask you two questions? Two questions. Do you think they'd win the comp?
Canterbury? No.
Do you think they'll make the semis?
Certainly.
They haven't got any halves.
If they play like they did yesterday, there's no chance of making the semis. And I'll tell you what, Jimmy, our caller, Jimmy, I looked at that side yesterday and the way they played and I couldn't recognise Canterbury. You know, and as a supporter of a club, for supporters of the club...
You could hear it in Jimmy's voice, couldn't you?
They must be really frustrated with it. Hello, Shane.
Jimmy Ray, how are you, boys?
Really
good morning,
well,
Shane.
Look, I can still remember Larry Corowa sticking his head in the front row for Cudgeon back in the early 90s, and he ballooned up to about 16 stone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Front rower.
But, mate, because he was a great winger.
Yeah.
Unbelievable finisher. Mm. Look, the concussion rule, fellas, something's got to change. They've got to bring independent doctors in. And I've heard a lot of suggestions about the 18th man. I think the perfect scenario is to have a kid that plays maybe half a game in under-20s so they can't abuse the law too much and have him sitting on the bench. So some kid from the under-20s that could come on if there's a serious concussion and we won't have the coaches screaming about, well, we're down one. But they have to do something about it. I watched that concussion for the first time the other day, and it's nightmarish, the movie. Mm. And we're well on the way to that happening in the NRL.
Good point, Shane.
No, can't disagree with you, Shane. It's a very,
good
very
call.
Serious topic, and Zorba touched on it today too. So there you go, right in the running there, Shane, for the Sydney Royal Easter show.
Four tickets.
Four passes.
What's the family?
Adult passes too.
What's
it's not a family pass. So you can $166 worth of value there. And remember, the Easter show on between the 6th and 19th of April this year, not at Moore Park either. Let's go back to the open line. Liz is there. G'day, Liz.
Hi, Jimmy. I just want to know where the expression post-contact meters has sprung up from. I've been watching League a long time, and I don't know what it means.
It's a good point you make, and it's a stat that they're keeping this year, Liz, and it's probably come out of the NFL, is what they like to keep. So, for example, if you're a fullback and you catch the ball and you run 20 meters before there's a player there, how do you measure that up against a front rower who catches the ball and 3 metres later, there's defence there? So what they like to do is say, well, after you've met the defence, how many metres do you make after that point? So some people meet the defence and stop and go backwards. Other people can meet the defence, leg drive and power through the line. Paul Vaughan's very good
amazing.
At it. I don't know if you watched it last night, Liz, but Manu Ma'u made a run where he was into the defensive line and they just kept pumping his legs and he would have made 20 metres total in his run and 15 of them were post-contact.
Right, okay, now I understand because I had no idea what it really meant. I just thought, you know, I'm used to looking at metres gained.
Mm. Yeah.
And I thought, well, what's the difference from metres gained to post-contact?
Yeah.
Good meters. Call, Liz.
It's one that they, great call, Liz, and it's one that they really like to look at because it gives you an understanding of tackle breaking ability. And
Paul Gowan must make a lot of post-contact meters.
He makes post-contact meters. You know, someone like, funnily enough, Tom Trbojevic. You know, he makes post-contact meters because he's so hard to put down. Great call, Liz. Thank you for that. 13:53:53.
Easter means golden Easter egg carnival time.
Get the latest on Wentworth Park's Easter Carnival with expert Mark Duclos.
Going Greyhounds.
Monday morning at 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
Penrith Mazda Centre are the BT50 experts. Come and see the newly appointed Mazda Youth Centre at Penrith Mazda with over 50 youths on display. Let the specialists at Penrith Mazda Centre tailor a BT50 to your specific needs. Penrith Mazda Centre, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer with more than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. So you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging and the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
We're going on safari, Ray. Not to Wellington this time. We're heading to South Africa.
Sounds good.
Hunting the big five. The lion, the elephant, the buffalo, the leopard and the rhino in the Kruger National Park. In fact, Ambassador Travel is making it the big six. Because we're also chasing the thoroughbred. Racing South African style. There's exclusive access to their world-famous stud farms, racing in Cape Town, before climaxing with their version of the Melbourne Cup, the Group 1 Durban July. I've been to Cape Town.
Yeah, I haven't been to South Africa.
Beautiful city. Beautiful city, Cape Town. Why not extend and take in Victoria Falls and Sun City? Forget the hassle with Ambassador Travel. It is first class the whole way, including the best of corporate hospitality on race days. Call Ambassador Travel now on 1-800-777-989. That's 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Lots of SMS still coming in, Raymond, too. We've got to mention of the one that Kathy from Collector sent us in there talking about Kosovo, with Bessar Perisha representing Kosovo. I wasn't sure where Kosovo was.
And Prakash sending over a popcorn machine just to test.
Yeah, so Kathy suggested that
it's a very good call.
Prakash was going to open up an event cinemas there too, which I don't think it's right for it, to be honest, Kosovo. It seems, I think it seems the right time now, don't you, Ray?
And I didn't think there was a bad time for it, mate.
Right, no, that's right. I think he's doing really well. Now, time now to speak to Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons. And I'll tell you what, the cars that they advertise on this program, Raymond, I have it on good authority, walking out the door. Am I right or wrong, Scotty Foster? Good morning, mate.
Well, mate, they're being driven out the door, that's for sure.
Good point.
Selling plenty, which is going well. So, yeah, but boys, very happy with how the year started.
Fantastic. Right, I will tell us about this Ford Focus that you have on offer.
Yeah, today I've got a 2008 Ford Focus 5-door automatic hatch-on special. This is a one-owner little automatic hatchback with only 96,000 kilometres. It is a beautifully kept motor vehicle. It comes with air conditioning, power steering, 4 airbags, ABS brakes, power windows, fog lights. It's got the slimline body skirts, tinted windows and remote central locking. This car is stylish, it's safe, it's economical and reliable. It drives beautifully and it looks a good. This is one great-looking auto hatch. It's only done 96,000 kilometres. It has all the extras, and it's just $8,990 drive away. So go to the website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, and we will pay the transfer fee on that one as well, Jimmy, so there's no more to pay. $8,990. You will not find better.
It won't last, will it, Scotty? But if anyone needs any help with finance, they have to ask you.
Certainly do. You don't need to worry if you need finance. We've got great finance packages available. We're helping a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. If you've had credit issues in the past, then now is the time to call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, you're new to Australia or on a student visa, we can help you. So if you're on sickness benefits or you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even Uber drivers, we can help. Go to our website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, or call 963-750-24. Speak to Joe and he'll be able to help you out.
Saw this score last night. It was a tight one in the Intra Super Premiership, mate. Wenty up against Newcastle. What happened?
Yeah, mate, it's devastating, actually. A last-minute loss for the Knights. We were up, 20 points to 12 for most of the second half. And then Jacob Gagan is an ex-Paro junior and Wenny player as well. Actually, he scored with 70 in the 77th minute. And you wouldn't believe it, from the kickoff, they've got back down the other end and scored again on the bell.
No.
To Braden Robson scored to make it 24-20. So the boys are, devastated to be that close and then lose. Yeah.
No good at all.
Not good.
No good at all.
Just want to mention, or please, if I could, just wish my younger brother Matt playing his grand final up there in Brisbane. He's playing for Western Suburbs. They're playing against Brisbane Uni or Queensland Uni, I think it is up there.
Yeah.
And wish him all the best. It's a 4-day game, but yesterday was washed out, and today's looking pretty bad as well. So it's not looking good for the boys. But hopefully they get out there and Matty plays well and they get a win up.
Best of luck to Matty.
Good on you, Scotty. Yeah, well said. Well said. Good on you, mate. Well, get there quickly if you want to get this Ford Focus, because they are driving out the yard, not walking out the door, driving out the yard, as you quite rightly pointed out. Good on you, mate. We'll speak again next week.
Definitely.
See you, Scotty.
Scotty Foster there from fosterscualitycars.com.au, and you can give him a call too on 9637 5024.
Well, what do you think, Jimmy? I just want to say just quickly, this is from Duckman. Hey, boys, just want to thank Andy Pascalides for his brilliant, informed views of football. He will not be easily replaced. Very sad day in the history of Sky Sports Radio, according to Duckman. I hope they find someone as equally informed.
Yeah, and the boys will give a big send-off to Andy tomorrow too. You can stand by for that too. Make sure you're listening from 5:30 when Slats and TK are back with the Big Sports Breakfast. Now, our tickets to give away...
The
Royal Easter Show.
Who wins the
Shane.
Cup of war?
Shane gave us a really good call around concussion. So that's four adult passes. Fantastic today. And make sure you get out to the Easter shows between 6th and the 19th of April. My tip for the day, Melbourne into the Dragons, mate.